Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Thousands of Turkish lawyers walked out of their courthouses today, protesting the detainment of lawyers last night in that battle between police and protesters. These now nearly two-week-long protests were launched by environmentalists trying to save a park. They've escalated into a crusade against Prime Minister Erdogan, who's still popular with more conservative rural Turks. But there was reportedly a meeting today between Erdogan and protesters. Sebnem Arsu, Turkey correspondent for The New York Times, is on the line from Taksim Square. Sebnem, there was some debate as to who would be at the meeting. Who went?
We have a director, a film director. We have students. We have academics. We have writers. So 11 people that have not been part of Taksim Solidarity, which is an umbrella group that represented the organizers of the protest from day one, but they seem to be just individual activists that the government picked. Among them, for example, there's also a former party supporter who put up a really emotional letter up on social networks saying why he no longer supports the government.
Well, let's pick up with that. So this is, a party supporter, you're referring to Prime Minister Erdogan's party, who's now expressing dismay with him. How is that resonating?
Well, the letter was received very positively among the protesters, and it was one token in their hands to show that it was not only marginal group, it was not only liberals, but actually his own people that were not happy.
You mentioned the people who were in the room and that none of them were with the Taksim Solidarity Group. This is the name of the umbrella group of protesters. And this has made a lot of protesters angry. Here's a tweet from one Turkish journalist. Turkey's PM Erdogan meets with fake representatives of hashtag Occupy Gezi. That's the park where this all started. So how are protesters feeling about the fact that the prime minister is meeting with perhaps celebrities, artists, authors, angry members of his own party, but not protesters?
When you walk around the park or the square and talk to people and ask whether they've been following these exchanges of statements or meetings with people, they couldn't care less. I mean, they have very simple expectation from the prime minister at this stage, and that is for him to quit the idea of reconstructing, rebuilding this, Ottoman era replica of military barracks called Topçu Kışlası.
We've spoken to protesters who think that this building that the prime minister wants to do is metaphor for how he's running roughshod over some of their democratic ideals. But we know that Erdogan's supporters, and there are a lot of them, are saying he was democratically elected. He's still, in their eyes, a moderate leader. Where do you see this going?
Many people here expect Tayyip Erdogan to take the message. And, certain academics that have been following the party politics say that if we hadn't had only 7 months ahead of local elections, Mr. Erdogan could have picked a much tolerant line. But now that we have local elections ahead, Erdogan is trying to solidify its conservative constituency. So many people see his tough stance as part of his election campaigning policy.
Yeah. And by the way, you said that some people still in the square, the protesters, didn't care what was going on in this meeting, but they may also not be hearing about it because we're hearing anecdotally that state TV is not covering a lot of this. The major networks only offering sporadic coverage. Because of what? They might be fined?
It's not that. I mean, there has been a very strong sense of self-censorship in Turkish media in recent years for several reasons. And it was considered to be unacceptable by many people here. And that's also why they say more people took the streets and protested because they felt completely alone and excluded. And when media did not even, paid attention to what they were thinking, so they had to be in the street and make their voices heard.
Well, but why would the media self-censor? Is it because of a fear of the government?
Pretty much. And we've seen a prime minister openly, publicly warning media patrons in Turkey, asking certain columnists who were critical of government policies to be dismissed. And we've seen these columnists losing their jobs. We've seen a lot of news programs on TV disappearing suddenly. So all of this created an air of self-censorship.
Sebnem Arsu, Turkey correspondent for The New York Times, reporting from Taksim Square in Istanbul. Sebnem, thank you.
Thank you.